Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day, customized around a weekly theme. And our theme this week is a little bit different from what I usually share, but I wanted to share this theme, which is meditation to manage gene expression. I wanted to share this theme with you this week because I wanted to remind you of all the amazing benefits you're receiving each time you sit down and meditate. And I know that many of you are at different places on your meditation journey. Some of you may simply listen to the meditations as you do errands around your home or commute to and from work or walk around outside. And others meditate daily, seated, and really focus on each technique that's customized around each weekly theme. I want you to honor wherever you are in the journey. There's no competition here in meditation. There's not a right way to do it and a wrong way. The way you do it is just fine. Now, there are certainly different techniques and tips that will help you meditate better. But as long as you're attuning yourself to what you're trying to bring out as you begin this meditation journey, it's all good. I hope that at some point, if you're new to meditation, that you'll make your way down to the floor or in a chair on the end of your bed and sit and experience stillness. That's the best way to realize the results, and it's not always easy to do this. It takes practice to become used to feeling the stillness within yourself, but it's very possible. Billions of people do it, and meditation has been around for thousands of years, so you are doing a very good thing for yourself, even by simply listening to the podcast. Today's episode is episode 636, and you can find all the different meditation techniques over on my website at sipandom.com. And I invite you to join a free private Facebook group that goes along with these meditations. We do a meditation challenge each week, customized around the weekly theme. You can connect with other meditators from around the world, receive inspiration, ask questions, and just be part of a group of other meditators. And to join this free group, just head over to any podcast episode on the website and you'll see a way to join the free Facebook group, or just go over to my public Sip and Om Facebook page and send me a message. A lot of people do that. They just simply send me a message there and I will gladly add you. So now I'm going to guide you through the meditation. You'll begin to relax your body, different areas where you're likely to hold tension. You'll start to interiorize more as you notice your breath. This will reveal to you the kind of state you're in. And then I'll guide you through a chakra meditation technique. This is for a Thursday's meditation. Every Thursday, I guide you through a chakra meditation. Now, at any point, anytime when you listen to these meditations, you don't have to do the meditation technique. The techniques help you to focus your mind and they keep your meditations dynamic and they help to keep you engaged. And you can also do the techniques when you're not meditating. So when you're right smack in the midst of the busiest part of your day, you can pull in a meditation technique and this can help to calm your mind and body immediately. Well, you can simply do the meditations without the technique, as I mentioned, so it's up to you. The chakras are considered to be energy centers throughout your body. Usually, most people agree there are seven, although some people focus on fewer or more chakras. And I like to consider there are seven chakras, and they correspond to your emotions, different parts of your body, different characteristics. There are positive and more negative attributes to each chakra, and the chakras can become quite involved and quite extensive. And I'm really receiving a lot of information from many of you that they have become your favorite meditation technique. I personally love the chakras, and I do a chakra focus every single day. So today, you're going to be focusing. If you choose to do the technique, you can have the option to focus on your third chakra. And as you work on using meditation with your gene expression, I want to bring you to your digestive area, which is often referred to as your second brain. More and more research is coming out showing how your digestive system and your stomach area has a lot to do with your emotions and how it's very interconnected with your brain. And I want you to really focus on your digestion. When you have healthy gut flora, this helps your entire body heal. And as a result, you feel very energized and you can focus better. And if you don't have healthy gut bacteria, then you can find that you're more prone to inflammation and diseases. And you also find that you may have fuzzier thinking, even gluten allergies or celiac has been attributed to people who are mentally depressed, and also people who suffer from mental illness. So your gut bacteria is incredibly important for your overall health and your gene expression. So if you can focus on healing your gut, then you find that the rest of your health will tremendously improve. And so I encourage you to do that as you focus on this week's meditation series. And I'll leave some links on the website, just some sources that I've found that have been helpful. But if you even go to your physician and have blood work done so that you can see if you might need some supplements or a particular diet to help support your overall digestion, this would be incredibly good for you. And as you know, what you're doing right now as you meditate is one of the best things you can do to help relax your nervous system, which will help relax your digestion, reduce inflammation, and so forth throughout your body. So let's get you meditating right now. I'm going to guide you through the meditation, and then afterwards, break off. You'll hear the music stop. You'll hear me end this guided portion of the meditation. And this is your cue to meditate on your own, to go deep into your own stillness for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. Never forcing yourself, always ending your meditation at the point where you could go just a little bit further and really still be enjoying it. And after you meditate, I encourage you to carry your meditation with you for as long as you can. Do something quiet, such as sip some tea, write in a journal, reflect on your meditation, and just go about your day or evening a little quietly for a while after you meditate. Keep this with you for as long as you can, this beautiful stillness that you've cultivated. So now, go ahead and sit up straight, straighten your spine, Begin to relax the different areas of your body where you're likely to hold tension. Close your eyes gently and keep them slightly uplifted. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. Relax your jaw. Soften your throat. Relax your neck and your shoulders. Relax your chest. Relax your arms and your hands. Rest them on your lap with your palms upward or downward. You could do this week's mudra. To do it, you would simply, with your left hand, with your palm downward on your left hand, downward on your lap, you could even brush the tips of your fingers lightly against the floor if you're seated on the floor. And with your right hand, extend your palm upward towards heaven. Your left hand represents you grounding yourself to the earth, and your right palm extending upward as it's resting on your lap represents your connection to heaven and everything around you. This is the Bhumisparsha Mudra. Relax your stomach. Let it hang out and soften. This immediately relaxes any tension you may be holding in your body. It allows you to oxygenate your entire body. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Now notice your breath as you inhale through your nose. Feel the cool, refreshing air enter your nose. And as you exhale through your nose, feel the hot tension escape. Inhale nice and even and deeply. Exhale nicely, evenly, and deeply. Yourself to breathe naturally, to transition, never forcing yourself to feel calm if you're not quite feeling calm yet. Ease yourself into it. Now gradually bring your awareness to your stomach, your navel, your lumbar center. In Sanskrit, it's called the Manipura. This is where your stomach, intestines, and all your organs of digestion and assimilation are located. The energy you intake is assimilated here. Element of this chakra is fire. The metal is iron, and the gemstone is coral. The color is yellow, and there's even a sound for the chakras. The sound for your third chakra is a harp. When you focus and become really accustomed to noticing your chakras, you can hear different sounds. The beneficial qualities of your third chakra is zest for life, enthusiasm, self-control. And harmful qualities are ruthlessness and abuse of power. And this is from Chakras for Starters by Savitri Simpson, one of my meditation teachers. And I'll leave a link to this, as always, on my website for this episode. So as you focus on your third chakra, visualize a fire burning there, still keeping your eyes slightly uplifted, jaw, shoulders, stomach relaxed. Visualize a fire glowing softly. With each inhale, feel the fire become bigger, full of your zest for life, your enthusiasm, everything that lights you up. These are your gifts. It's what you're naturally inclined to love and to want to do, and this can help support your gene expression. When you do things you enjoy, when you share your gifts and your talents, with each exhale, fan the fire as you exhale on the fire. The fire becomes bigger. The glow is brighter. With each inhale through your nose, feel the fire softly glowing. With each exhale, fan the fire and feel it grow stronger. Feel all your desires, your zest for life, your passion. Feel it spreading throughout your entire body, flowing through your veins. As you inhale, feel you at your finest, flowing through your veins, emanating throughout your entire body. And with each exhale, fan the fire, feel it grow bigger and stronger. Continue meditating, enjoying this beautiful sensation you've created within yourself. And as always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.